Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Aye, I see that banner go, and we'll be right with him. Ah, praise Yahweh, and may the Messiah come soon. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 17th of May, 2017. We are in the book of Psalms, and we will be beginning with Psalm 38. And it has a title, and it is a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. So let's get right into Psalm 38, verse 1. O Yahweh, do not judge me in your wrath, 71:10, or chasten, 3:2-5:6, or chasten me in your hot displeasure, that's 2:5-3:4. Because your arrows, 2:6-7:1, penetrate me, 5:1-8:1, and your hand comes down, 5:1-8:1, upon me. There is no soundness, 4:9-7:4, in my flesh because of your anger, 2:1-9:5. And no health, 7:9-6:5, that can also mean healing, in my bones, 6:1-0:6, from the presence of my sin, 2:4-0:3. This is speaking of a spiritual state, okay? Verse 4, because my iniquities have passed over my head, like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Verse 5, and this is a figurative of wounds to the spirit, okay, not to the physical body. Verse 5, my wounds, 22:50, stink, 8:8:7, and fester, 4:7:4:3. From the presence of my foolishness, 200. Verse 6, I am bent over, 5:7:5:3. I am exceedingly bowed down, 7:8:1:7. I go about in gloom, 6:9:3:7, all the day long. Verse 7, because my loins, 3:6:8:9, are filled with burning, 7:0:3:3, and there is no soundness in my flesh. Verse 8, I am very feeble, 6:3:1:3, and broken, 17:94. I have cried in distress, that's one word, 75:80. Because of the palpitation, 5:1:0:0, of my heart. Now in verse 9 here, they had substituted Adonai for the sacred name of Yahweh. They had taken the name out and put in, O Lord. But I took out the Lord and put Yahweh back in where it belongs. So verse 9 is corrected here. Yahweh, all my desire, 8:3:7:8, is before you, and my sighing, 5:8:5, is not hidden from you. Verse 10, my heart throbs, 5503, my strength, 3581, leaves or abandons, 5800, my strength leaves me, and the light of my eyes is also not with me. Verse 11, my lovers, 157, and friends, 7453, that's Re'ehu, and that has the connotation of kinsmen, stand apart, 5975, from my blemish, 5061. And my kinsmen, 7138, stand far off. It means a spiritual blemish here. He's got a problem. So he's written a song about it. Let me clear my lungs here and get a drink of water. Pardon me for a second. Yeah, this is the first recording of the day. It gets better after I speak for a while, but when I pump the lungs talking, it makes me cough. Verse 12, those that seek after my life would strike me down, that's one word, 5367, and those that seek my harm, 7451, speak of destruction, 1942, and mutter, 1897, deceits, 4820, all day long. Political intrigue going on. Verse 13, but I, like a deaf man, 2795, did not hear, and like a dumb man, 483, did not open my mouth. A dumb man doesn't mean stupid, it means person that cannot speak. Verse 14, so I was like a man that does not hear, and in whose mouth are no reproofs, 843. Three. In other words, he couldn't defend himself verbally. Now here's verse 15. There are two instances of the sacred name in this verse. The second instance was changed to Lord. So I have restored the sacred name in its spot. Verse 15. Because I hope, 3176, in you, O Yahweh, you will answer, 6030, O Yahweh, and that's where it was replaced, my Elohim. Verse 16, because I say, please do not let them rejoice over me when my foot slips, they magnify themselves against me. If he made one little mistake, they were just all over him. And I need to clear my lungs again. I'm sorry, folks. That gets rough after a while, but I have this condition, and that's how I have to deal with it. Verse 17. Because I am set up, 3559, to fall, 6761, and my sorrows, 4341, are always with me. Verse 18, because I declare, or make known, or report, that has a number of meanings, 5046, my iniquity, I am fearful, 1672, because of my sin, 2403. Verse 19, but my hated enemies are alive and strong, 6105. And those who hate me without cause, 8267, are many. In other words, they just hate him because he's king and he's a good man. Verse 20, those that repay evil for good are my attackers, 7853, because I pursue, 7291, good. They just, they're evil inside and they hate a good man. Well, it's the same today. You try to do good and these evil people will be all over you. They are in opposition. Verse 21, do not forsake me, that's 5800. O Yahweh, O my Elohim, be not far from me. And verse 22, again they have substituted Adonai for Yahweh. And I have replaced Yahweh in its proper place here. Hasten, 2363, to help me, 5833. O Yahweh, my salvation, 8668. They were very busy tampering with the scriptures. Okay, that ends Psalm 38. Let me get a little drink of water. Now we'll go into Psalm 39. This also has a title. It says, to the leader, again, that's the musical leader, to Yeduthun, 3038. A psalm of Dawid. Now that might be a song. We don't know. We don't have the music. All we have are these psalms. We don't have the tunes for them anymore. They were all lost. Verse 1 of Psalm 39. I said, I will watch my ways, so I do not sin, 2398, with my tongue. I will keep my mouth muzzled, 4269, while the wicked, 7563, is before me. Let's stop right here. They were going to carry tales and twist what he said, so it's best not to even speak before them. Don't give any opinions because they're gonna make it wrong. They'll lie and twist and the same thing they do today. Identical. There's no change. Verse 2. I was speechless, 481, with silence, 1747. I was silent, 2814, without any good. And my pain, 3511, was increased, 5916. Verse 3. My heart was hot, 2552, within me, 7130. While I was musing, 1901, the fire burned, 1197. Then I spoke with my tongue. Verse 4, Yahweh, make me know my end, 7093, and the measure, 4060, of what my days are, so I may know how fleeting, 2310, I am. Verse 5, behold, you have made my days a handbreadth, 2947, and my age, 2465, is as nothing before you. Truly, every Adam at his station, 5324, in life, is completely, 3605, vanity, 1892, that says worthlessness. Then they have Selah, which is a pause for contemplation and musical rest. Let me clear the pipes again. Verse 6. Surely every man walks as a shadow. 6754. That's not substantial, just a shadow of reality. Surely they are in turmoil. 1993, for nothing. 1892, they get all upset about nothing. He stores up, 6651, and riches is implied here, and does not know who will gather them, 622. All right, here's verse 7. They substituted Adonai again, and I've replaced Yahweh in its proper place. Verse 7. And now, Yahweh, what do I wait for? 6960. My hope, 8431, is in you. Verse 8. Deliver me from all my transgressions. 6588. Do not make me the reproach. 2781. Of the foolish. 5036. That means the fools would mock him and laugh at him. Verse 9. I was speechless. 481 again. I did not open my mouth because you did it. Verse 10. He rendered him speechless is what he did. Verse 10. Remove, 5493, your stroke, 5061, away from me. Now 5061 is a blow, spiritual or physical. I am consumed, 3615, by the stirring, 8409, of your hand. Verse 11. When you correct, 3256, man for iniquity with rebukes, 8433, you make his desires, 2530, to dissipate. 4529, like a moth, 6211. Surely every atom is vanity. That's worthlessness. Comparing all of us as just worthless. Foolishness. And we have the word Selah again as a pause for contemplation and a musical rest. Verse 12. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent, 2790, at my tears, because I am an alien or sojourner, 1616, with you, okay, and a foreigner, 8453, as all my fathers. Okay. All his fathers were sojourners, and his forefathers, they came from other lands into the promised land. They were sojourners in Egypt. They weren't residents of Egypt. They were temporary residents. Verse 13. Oh, look with favor, that's one word, 8159, toward me, that I may recover strength, that's one word, 1082, before I go from here. That's 1980, literally to walk, and am no more. He wants to recover his strength before he leaves this life. The wicked tempt him to sin in this psalm. And he has to fight every day against these temptations. And riches are only vanity. People seek after stuff. And it does no good. So, seek your treasures in heaven first. Don't worry about here. And here is Psalm 40. It has a title. It says, "For the leader," that's just the musical leader, "a psalm of David," another song. Verse 1, "I put my hope," that's 6960, that's all one word, "in Yahweh, and he is inclined," 5186, "toward me, and heard my cry for help," 7775. Verse 2, "he brought me up out of a pit," 953, "of tumult," 7588, "out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock," 5553, "and made secure," 3559, "my path," 838. Verse 3, "and he put a new," 2319, "song," 7892, "in my mouth, praise," 8416, "to our Elohim. Many shall see it and fear," or "be reverent," or "awestruck," 3372, "and shall trust," 982, "in Yahweh." They have translated fear in Scripture many times when it doesn't mean fear. It can mean that, but it also means to hold in awe. And that is far more prevalent than fear. Verse 4, "happy," 835, "or blessed," it can be me either, more often it's blessed, "is that man that puts his trust," 4009, "in Yahweh, and does not turn to the proud," 7295, "or those that turn aside," 7750, "to falsehood," 3577. Well, why would you trust them when you can turn to Yahweh and get the truth? These churchgoers need to turn to Yahweh instead of the falsehood that they're hearing in these churches. Let me get a little hit of this nice water with lemon. Verse 5 of Psalm 40. "Your wonderful works," 6381, "which you have done are many, O Yahweh my Elohim, and your plans," 4284, "concerning us cannot be compared," 6186. "If I would speak of them and make them known, they are more than can be numbered," 5608. And here we have verse 6 and verses 6 through 8 of Psalms 40. You can reference Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. Verse 6, "you did not desire," 2654, "sacrifice," 2077, and grain offering, 4503. You have opened, 3738, my ears. You have not asked for, 7592, burnt offerings, 5930, and sin offerings, 2401. Now, 3738 here literally means to dig out. You have dug out my ears? Well, opened my ears. Removed the obstructions from hearing, in other words. Verse 7. I got to get a breath here. Yep. Verse 7. Then I said, lo, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. Now that would be the book of life. Okay. Yahweh's book of life. Dawid knew he was one of Yahweh's own. No doubt. Verse 8. I delight, 2654, to do your will, 7522. O my Elohim, yea, your law is within my heart. He's going to write his Torah on the heart. Remember that? Well, he did that to Dawid. His law was on his heart. Verse 9. I have announced, 1319, righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, O Yahweh, you know I have not restrained, 3607, my lips. Because he would read the law as the king. Verse 10, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. He would preach. Praise Yahweh. Verse 11, do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. Verse 12. I'm not reading the Strong's numbers because I've read them all before. These words have been used. Verse 12. Because evils without number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me. That's 5381. So that I am not able to see. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Verse 13. O Yahweh, show me favor, 7521, and deliver me. O Yahweh, hasten, 2363, to help me. Verse 14. Let those that seek after my life to destroy it be ashamed and altogether humiliated, 2659. Let them that wish me harm be turned back and put to shame. Verse 15. Let those who say to me, aha, aha, 1889, be desolate, as a reward, 6118, of their shame, 1322. Verse 16. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those that love your deliverance continually say, Yahweh be magnified. Okay. Psalm 40. They have done it again. They have substituted Adonai for Yahweh. So this verse has a correction in it. verse 17. But I am poor, 6041, and needy, 34. Yet Yahweh, that's where I had to replace it, thinks of me, 2803. You are my help and my deliverer, 6403. Do not delay, 309, O my Elohim. These scribes really butchered the text. I don't know why they wanted to put Adonai in there. That is just so stupid. They did it, and it's my job to correct it. I have research material that shows all the places that they cut out the holy name. So I'm just sort of undoing their tampering. That's the best I can do, is to fix what they fouled up. Let's get into Psalm 41 here. And again, there's a dual meaning. It can be either for what they have is happy. Number 835 can mean happy or blessed. More often, it means blessed. Okay? Psalm 41. Now, there are several books of Psalms. They had several scrolls. Psalm 41 ends the first book of Psalms. And Psalm 42 begins the second book of Psalms. Now, they don't show that in your modern Bibles. But you get in the older text, they do show it. So there's another little thing that you didn't know. Now, Psalm 41 does not have a title. Verse 1, oh, how blessed or happy, 835, is he that is thoughtful, 7919, of the poor, 1800. Yahweh will deliver him, 4422, in times of evil or calamity, 7451. More than likely, calamity would be a better read right here. It means both. Verse 2. Yahweh will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be called happy or blessed, 833, in the land. And you will not give him to the will of his hated enemies. Verse 3. Yahweh will sustain him on his bed of illness, 1741. And the rest of this verse is uncertain. So I'm going to give you the best I can give you here. You will turn around, 2015, all 3605, his bed, 4904, in his illness, 2483. We really don't understand what that means. But that's what it says in the Hebrew. Verse 4. I said, Yahweh, be merciful to me, heal my soul, because I have sinned against you. Verse 5. My hated enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? That's what they're saying. Whew. Can't wait for him to die. Verse 6. And if he comes to see me, he speaks vanity, 7:7:2:3, worthlessness, okay? His heart gathers iniquity or evil, 2:05, to itself. When he goes outside, 2:3:5:1, he speaks it. In other words, he comes in and he visits the king and he's all lovey-dovey and flowers and goodness and all that stuff. As soon as he gets outside, he starts to badmouth. Boy, does that ever occur today. Verse 7. All that hate me whisper, 3907, together, 3162, against me. They plan, 2803, evil against me. Verse 8, an evil matter, or worthless matter, 1100, poured out to him, 3332, and now that he lies down, 7901, he shall not rise up again. Verse 9. Let me clear my lungs again. It's getting better the longer I speak. First recording of the day, and it's a little rough. This is a messianic verse. For verse 9, you can reference Matthew 26, verse 23, Mark 14, verse 18, Luke 22, verse 21, and John 13, verse 18. Verse 9. Yea, my own man of peace, in whom I trusted, which ate of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. That's about Judas Iscariot. Yehuda, man of Kerioth, okay? It's not Judas, it's Yehuda. Same as the tribe of Judah, but it's not, it's his first name. And it's not Iscariot. It's Ish, man of Kerioth, a city on the border of Edom. It was an Edomite. Verse 10, but you, O Yahweh, be merciful to me. Raise me up so that I may make retribution. 7999. Verse 11, by this I know that you favor me, because my hated enemy does not shout in triumph. 7321, over me. Verse 12, and as for me, you uphold me, 8551, in my integrity, 8537, and station me, 5324, in your presence forever. And here's verse 13, and you can reference Psalm 106, verse 48. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. And that amen, 5:43, means so be it. And that ends the first book of Psalms. If you have old text, it'll show that there are several books of Psalms. Not all one book. And here is Psalm 42, and this begins the second book of Psalms. To the leader, here's the title, to the leader, again the musical leader, Moskiel. That's number 4905, and that means instructive for the sons of Korach. 7141. This is really beautiful. Verse 1. As the deer, 354, longs, 6165, for the water, 4325. Brooks, 650. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so my soul longs for you, O Elohim. Wow, that's beautiful. Verse 2. My soul thirsts, 6770, for Elohim, for the living, 2416, El, 410. When shall I come and appear in the presence of Elohim? Verse 3. My tears, 1832, have been my food, 3899, day and night. In other words, he's crying all the time. While all the time they say to me, where is your Elohim? In other words, they're not the opponents of David, are not worshipers. They're mocking. Where's your God now? You got all this trouble. No faith on their part. Verse 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within myself, because I had gone with a multitude, 5519. I went with them to the house of Elohim with a sound of joyful singing, 7440, and praise, 8426. With a multitude, 1995, that kept holy day, 2287. In other words, he was observant and went to the temple with those that kept one of the feasts. And he's wondering why he's having spiritual trouble here in this next verse. Verse 5. Why are you bowed down, O my soul? And why do you murmur within me? Hope in Elohim, because I still praise him for the help of his presence. He doesn't know why he's depressed, so he's asking for help. Verse 6. Oh, my Elohim, my soul is bowed down upon me, so therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan, that is Jordan, 3383, and of the Hermonim, 2769, those are the Hermonites, from the hill of Mitzar, 4706. Verse 7. Deep, 8415, calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. Okay. All your waves, 4867, and your billows, 1530, have covered me over. These are waves of despair. In figurative chastisement from Yahweh. I'm trying to get the page turned here. Verse 8. Yahweh will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song is with me, and my prayer to the El, 4:10, of my life. Verse 9, I will say to El, my rock, 5:5:5:3, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the hated enemy? He's wondering why he's being punished. He doesn't understand why. Verse 10. As with a crushing, 7:5:2:4, of my bones, my enemies, 6:8:8:7, reproach me, 2:7:7:8. While they say daily to me, where is your Elohim? They're mocking him again. Verse 11, why are you bowed down, O my soul, and why do you murmur within me? Hope in Elohim, because I still praise him, who is the salvation, 3:4:4:4, of my being and my Elohim. That ends Psalm 42. There's some repetition in there. He is wondering why he's undergoing all this trouble. And we wonder today, you know, we're trying to do what we're supposed to do, yet there are problems, and people wonder, you know, why is Yahweh allowing this, or why this and why that? It hasn't really changed, and we're no different than King David. We wonder. Well, here's a short psalm, Psalm 43. Two of these verses, verse 2 and verse 5, are repeats of verses in Psalm 42, in Psalm 43. They do repeat things. It struck a nerve and he liked it, so he did it again. This is Psalm 43, verse 1. Vindicate me, 8:1:9:9, O Elohim, and plead, 7:3:7:8, my cause, 7:3:7:9, against an ungodly nation. O deliver me, 6:4:0:3, from the deceitful, 48:20, and unjust, 5:7:6:6, man. Now, this verse, verse 2, and verse 5 are repeats of what was said in Psalm 42. Verse 2, for you are the Elohim of my refuge, 4:5:8:1. Why do you reject me, 21:86? Why do I go in mourning, 6:9:3:7, because of the oppression, 3:9:0:6, of the hated enemy? There's verse 3. Oh, send out your light and your truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacles. Verse 4. Now, there's number 8:0:5:7 and 15:24 in this verse. These are two expressions of joy put together to make an emphatic. Verse 4. Then I will go to the altar of Elohim, to El, my exceeding joy. Now that's 8057 and 1524 put together for an emphatic. Yea, I will praise you upon the harp. 3658. O Elohim, my Elohim. And here's verse 5. This is another one of the repeat verses from Psalms 42. Why are you bowed down, O my soul? And why do you murmur within me? Hope in Elohim, because I still praise him, who is the salvation of my being and my Elohim. That's a repeat of verse 11 of Psalms 42. Well, that's going to wrap it up pretty much for today. I have 9 minutes left, or a little less, and Psalm 44 is a great big one. I don't like to break in the middle of a psalm. It's got 26 verses, and I can't get all 26 with the notations done. It isn't going to happen. So I will begin with verse 44 on Friday the 19th. And we'll get into that. I don't want to do injustice to these psalms. These are so beautiful. I love working in this book. I really do. King Dawood was under a lot of stress. Even his own family was against him, and he had untold enemies, plotters, because he was a good king. But there were people that were jealous of him and wanted to unseat him and destroy his legacy. Yahweh was not going to allow that. He was going to slay his enemies. And even after Dawood died, he had instructed his son, Shlomo, to take care of the enemies he had left. Well, Joab, his army commander, had betrayed him and lied and killed his son. And had gone against Solomon to support another candidate for king. So Solomon just had Joab killed right there at the altar. And Shimei, who had thrown rocks and cursed David, was told he had to stay. He was under house arrest in Jerusalem. Was not allowed to leave. If he left and crossed the brook Kidron, his life was forfeit. Well, some of his slaves ran off, and he went to get them. And when he came back, Solomon had him killed. So that cleaned the slate. There were others that went on too, but they weren't really noted specifically. Whole groups of people that had tried to do dirt to the king were dealt with, and that's just tough for them. It's like the people that are doing us dirt today and oppressing Israel. Well, when the time comes, there's not going to be any mercy for them either, because the grace period will be over. And then it will be retribution all the way. It's going to be the end for them. They have made their bed, and they're going to lie in it. And they've been warned. They've been told. We preached at them. They're not listening. They want to do what they want to do. They're smug in their little false power that they've got right now. Oh, they're so high up. They're just high muckety mucks. Well, are they? That's not coming to pass. They're not getting away with what they think they're getting away with. Oh, they are right now. Oh, they're all just so happy and they're so rich and they've got this and they've got all these worldly things and they don't want to believe how fleeting that is. And they don't realize that when they die, somebody else gets their stuff. They don't like to think of that. They're very caught up in materialism, possessions, power, money, the trappings of wealth. And their own arrogance. Well, we saw in King Dawood's time the result of the arrogance of the people that went against him. We have seen the result of arrogance over time in many situations in Scripture. And it always comes to a bad end. I don't know what we can do to get these people on the right track except to teach the word. That's all I can do. I sit behind the mic here every day or on the computer issuing, you know, statements and teachings and responding to emails and that's what Yahweh has led me to do. He's called me to do certain things. And there are other people that are doing other things. He's got all the bases covered. He does not lack in planning. So I do my part, and whatever he calls you to do to help your brothers and sisters, no matter how mundane it may seem, doesn't have to be exciting. It can be a simple task in service. But what did Yeshua teach us when he washed the feet of the disciples? He, being part of the Godhead, Yahweh, in the flesh, he was a manifestation with a lot of Yahweh's power in him, and he washed feet. As an example, I am here as a servant, and oh, what a servant he was. He even laid down his life. You can't get more loving than that. And the evil ones, just like today, wanted to kill him because he told the truth. Well, they want to kill us who are teaching his truth. And if he were here right now, they would want to kill him again. Because that is their nature. Well, I'm coming down the end of the hour here. And I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you. And I'll talk to you again on Friday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.